This is a test of the emergency humor system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast, you would have been informed where to tune in your area for God's phone number. This is only a test.
And now, KCUF begins yet another 20 minutes or so of broadcasting with your announcer, Randy Moser.
I've been out killing goats all day, and when I come back, you know what my squadron buddies have waiting? Light Colombian. Have you ever tasted Light Colombian? You'd have to be a vacuum cleaner to get high off that shit.
But this is Andy's Light.
Not bad. Wow. In fact, pretty good. I feel like going out and killing some more gooks. Wait a second. Let's invite them over for a party.
Andy's Light. It may change your mind about third world countries.
The following is a reply to a KCUF editorial broadcast earlier. KCUF has a policy of making time available to responsible citizens of opposing viewpoint.
Is this on air? Okay. I'm here to speak in opposition to a recent editorial by this station criticizing the Reagan administration and some of its activities. Specifically, they were taking a common opposition, whatever the word is, to a statement made by Vice President Bush speaking to a naval thing. Something here, let me see, I got a copy of it someplace. Let's say, says, even though Washington was reluctant to use military force in the wake of the Vietnam War, that's no longer the case. Well, as an American citizen, I'm proud to say that I think this is a step in the positive direction for America. I mean, once foreign powers start to believe that the U.S. is unwilling to use its military muscle, they're going to begin to take advantage of our benevolent nature. Because, well, you know, that's the way it starts. You let one Chinaman out there, and the next thing you know, we got a billion of them. And they're pouring across the border. Those Chinamen are kind of amazing, you know. I've always been impressed the way they run those laundries. You know? Yep, they always amaze me. Also, the black men, they always amaze me. A lot of people talk against black men. I don't think that's right. They're some of the finest people I know. They get up early in the morning and work all day out in them fields and do it for no money at all. I mean, what white man would do that? I mean, also, if it wasn't for the black man, who'd live in the ghettos? I mean, those are perfectly good ghettos and eat that. I mean, we'd have to live there. If it wasn't for the black man, I don't think we ought to get rid of him. I haven't got nothing against him. And eat that food. I mean, somebody's got to eat chitlins. You ever eat chitlins? God knows. I sure wouldn't want to eat them. That's another reason why I think Mr. Bush is right. Gun control. Gun control is a terrible thing. I don't believe in it at all. It says right there, I mean, it's not guns that kill people, it's bullets. It's quite obvious. It says right there in the Constitution, man has a right to bear arms. Don't say nothing about ammunition. I wouldn't mind some ammunition control. I figure what they could do is come out with a whole new set of guns just for stuff like police officers and stuff, and hunters, of course. Got to have hunters. Just issue them to the NRA, you know, and that are different ammunition sizes, and then take all the other ammunition off the market. You know, go with the .43 caliber and the .26 or .27 and just really restrict the supply on ammunition, because you're never going to get all those guns off the street. Hell, my cousin Fred, he's got 42 guns in his basement alone. If you try and put that in it, that's the handguns. No, wait a minute. No, that's the automatic rifles. Wonder how you'd count the machine pistols. Well, anyway, but I think what we need is ammunition control, definitely. That's what America needs, to be a safe country, to make America safe for democracy and your children. So I think we owe a big vote of thanks to Mr. Reagan for his efforts to keep our Lone Star beer safe for American democracy and all that stuff. And I just wanted to thank you all and thank the station for giving a real American a chance to speak out.
Well, thank you there, Billy Roy. We always like to see people here using our facilities at KCUF to express their opinions, and I'm sure there's somebody out there somewhere that agrees with yours. And now it's time for this commercial message.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
The new hit musical production.
Of Somewhere Over the Stress Curve.
Yes, now it can all be yours.
The songs.
The splendor.
And the pageantry.
Of this Dean Robertson production.
Somewhere over the stress curve, grades are high. Girls are waiting, we're not playing Springfield waits for you. Somewhere.
Join Dorothy,
the cowardly board rep,
the brainless nerd,
and the horny plow jockey,
in their quest to get back to UMR
from somewhere over the stress curve.
We're off to see the dean that we abhor. He's got the pie to keep us here or kick us out the door. So we'll get on our knees and kiss his butt and then we'll scream for more. We're off to see the dean that we abhor.
But Toto, this doesn't look like Parker Hall.
And now, KCUF proudly presents Ratsy Rob's Commando Corner, brought to you by the Association of Israelis Arms Manufacturers, makers of the Uzo machine gun. When you're in a jam, it won't.
Hello. This is Ratsy Rob, and tonight, before I get anywhere, I'd like to help a few of my buddies out. Now, if you can give some of these guys a hand, you can contact KCUF radio station here, and we'll be glad to pass it on. Now, this one buddy of mine is an ROTC student short on bucks. He's looking for a good short-term contract. What he says is, I'm devious-minded, and you name him, and he's good as dead. Now, I won't waste your time, and I won't waste your money. Just Iranians, Arabs, or Libyans. Now, his name is CJ Hunter. Now, we've also got some Godzilla's dental floss available. Well, not really, but it's great to use as a garret to snap people's necks. It's two steel loops connected by a steel cable, and this is guaranteed to turn heads. This was stolen, well, I mean at least courtesy of Marlon Hamlin's piano sales. And I've also got this other buddy who's planning to get his grades changed before he graduates, and he needs a few people to form an assault team to secure Parker Hall during this operation. Now, I'm sure he can work out a deal so that you can get any of your grade problems ironed out you might also have. What can I say? It sounds like an excellent deal to me. Now, this guy's name is Tom, and he's the Raider Company commander over at Building T2. Now, some people ask me, Ratsy Rob, if we were to get into a fight, a knockdown dragout with Ruskies, what would enable us to win, even though we're outnumbered 3-1? What makes the U.S. better? Is it our weapons? Is it our technology? Are our soldiers better? Is it our big, fat planes that can drop bombs like a rat drops turds? Or is it our slick cruise missiles that can give them the shaft every time? Well, I say it's sex and drugs. To me, it's obvious that it's the people manning the machines that end up settling these kind of disputes. Now, the Russian soldier can neither release his tensions by visiting a brothel or by drowning his sorrows at the local tavern. Now, everyone knows our troops are equipped in this manner. Do you think fighting a war for Mother Russia would be fun if you hadn't been blown away or sexually satisfied in 2 years? Well, we've got nothing to worry about. Old Ivan's going to be sitting on his dork spanking his mucky when we come to nail his hiney. Till next week, remember, keep your guns ready and don't go off half-cocked. This has been Ratsy Rob.
And now, KCUF Update. KCUF Update is brought to you by iZod, makers of iZod Prophylactics, the alligator skin condom for preppy people on the move. George Washington, great-grandson of President George Washington, was arrested today by New York City police for an attempted rape in the city's Central Park. Mr. Washington has been arraigned and is being held on $50,000 bail. The victim was treated at City Hospital No. 1, released, and is resting comfortably at the City Zoo's llama cage. Uh-oh, this just in. A bomb has just ripped apart Ayatollah Khomeini's home in Qom. We take you live to our Iranian correspondent, Ashul Bamaran, on the scene. Go ahead, Ashul. Well, how will this affect the government? Thank you for the report, Ashul. And now a word from our sponsors.
iZod, the leader in fashion, brings you another first, designer condoms. iZod Prophylactics put a layer of protection between you and the family life that can't be matched. Made from genuine alligator skin, iZod condoms come in 12 colors, 10 scents, and 8 flavors. Don't be confused by imitation brands. Look to the alligator for quality you can trust.
And now for the sports. Last night, the midshipmen of Navy over Our Lady of the Knights, a lot of scoring in that game, 54-0. And this just in, a fourth inning score. It's USA 2, Libya nothing. And now for the sports moment. February 16, 1967, UCLA versus Notre Dame for the NCAA Division I championship game. And now we take you to the action with 24 seconds left.
O'Malley brings the ball in for Notre Dame. Passes across to McBride. McBride down the sideline to O'Leary. O'Leary pumps it up from outside. It's off the glass. Walton with the rebound. Walton across to Carter, down to Johnson. Johnson from the outside puts it up. He shoots. He scores. Now McHugh brings the ball in for Notre Dame to Sullivan. Sullivan down. He's working against Roosevelt. Roosevelt knocks it away. Passes to Brown. Brown down to Carter. He slams it home for two more. Notre Dame with the ball. 14 seconds left. O'Malley to O'Donohue. O'Donohue bring it down the sideline. He's working against Johnson. Johnson knocks it away, but O'Donohue gets it back. Passes to O'Leary. O'Leary into McHugh. McHugh working against Carter. Cuts underneath in front of Walton and puts it up at the buzzer. He scores. 117-54. Notre Dame wins.
Thank you, Hal, for that exciting sport moment. Tune in next week when Hal brings you exciting highlights from the last annual Buffalo Chip Fling, held in Big Boob, Wyoming in 1942. And now, KCUF Radio, in its continuing policy of bringing you the finest radio drama, presents The Mystery Theater.
Tonight, on Mystery Theater, Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Alice! Come on, Alice! Alice, come on! Open the door, Alice!
Tune in next week when you'll hear Bob say,
Alice doesn't live here anymore!
The date is September 1981. As enrollments at liberal arts colleges continues to shrink, the war for student bodies escalates yet another notch with the introduction of insidious psychological methods designed to pry dedicated engineers away from their desks.
Hi, all you lonely engineers. This is Sarah Springfield, and are you having trouble getting satisfaction? Just you and Rosie again tonight? What a waste. And you could be here in Springfield, curled up with a hot recreational science major, instead of that cold calculator. What's $24,000 a year compared with a weekend camping trip with a wildlife major? I mean to tell you, you just haven't experienced the great outdoors. Anyway, this next song goes out to all those lonely chemical engineers studying for tomorrow's PCAM exam, and to all the boys in Papa Later's 730 WE282. Do you know what your fiancé is doing tonight? She's probably in the arms of some elementary education major who dropped out of Rolla. Why don't you just give it up, big boy, and come down here where the good times are? Just slide your books to one side for a minute and listen to the next song, and think how great it would be to have your arms around a nice, soft, female form. Mine, for instance. Tell you what, the first one of you who calls me at 555-1212 and gets one of those four-year commitment to fun pamphlets gets a free date with me. Just pull out, big fella. Come where the fun is, and don't you be a beautiful loser.
You must dream like a young man.
Young, innocent engineers, struggling with a 4-to-1 ratio, now must face the tormenting broadcasts of Sarah Springfield, this university's most wanted woman.
And so ends this broadcast of KCUF Radio. Be sure to tune in next week on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. when KCUF Radio comes back on the air.
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything hilarious in the preceding broadcast, please contact your local mental...